this letter coming from a listener, Madra. She says, isn't it convenient that the government makes up an illness that cannot be proved, cannot be tested? Forget the PCR test where they can find flu on a piece of fruit. Their cure is death. That's right. We've got to kill all the animals. And, you know, the cure was really death for us as well. And as I pointed out yesterday, this is beyond the quantitative PCR. We got a new technique now, digital PCR. And it magnifies it even more than their 40 cycles, magnifying things 1.1 trillion times. So she said, invisible, or he, I'm not sure. I think it's a lady. Invisible diseases, and you have to take their word for it because they won't show you the proof. They will, however, wipe out your animals, your livestock, your poultry, and humans. Don't forget the humans that they killed with injections and said, well, at least they didn't get COVID. That really happened. We reported that. Do you also remember that they were injecting animals and zoo animals for COVID? She said, so you take a look at this, 40 million chickens slaughtered for nothing? Well, actually, over the last 2 years, it's been over 90 million. So that means 40 million eggs that won't be produced. And by the way, folks, that's every day, pretty much. It varies based on the breed, but a good egg-laying breed, and which is what they would have for commercial egg production, will do 300 eggs a year. That's almost one every day. So you're losing 90 million eggs a day. And then she talked about, so what does that mean for our food supply? Think about all the things that eggs are in. Think about all the things that are made with eggs. No eggs, no pasta, she said. No spaghetti, no noodles. No donuts or baking goods, as they need eggs as well. Not even any McDonald's breakfast egg McNuggets. And then there's cows, right? First of all, when you kill the chickens, it's going to take about a year before they can recoup that, before the chicken starts to lay eggs. And then you take the cows. They start killing cows over these ridiculous PCR tests or this fake pandemic. And it is fake. Every bit of this is fake. They got people with pink eye. They're working on a dairy farm. You touch your eyes, rub your eyes or something, you're going to get pink eye. It's an infection. But anyway, the cows take 2 years before they begin to produce milk. So 2 years of growth, you're going to go without milk. You're going to go a year without replacing these chickens. So without milk, you're not going to have any butter. You're not going to have cream. You're not going to have yogurt. You're not going to have cottage cheese. You're not going to have cheese of any kind except the synthetic stuff. You're not going to have eggs because you don't have any cake. You're not going to have cake because you don't have any eggs. You're going to have no ice cream. Look at almost any package and read the ingredients if it says eggs and milk. They're going after the fundamental things. And, you know, claiming that some of the most common non-serious diseases are what we have to destroy our food supply for. Conjunctivitis, seriously. No fever, no respiratory congestion. And then, you know, one of the things she didn't mention, I thought about it. I thought, you know, when you kill all these chickens and you kill all these cows. Now, some of these are gigantic operations. You know, when I was talking about that New Zealand guy, the beekeeper, they said, well, we found some spores. And so we're going to destroy $2 million worth of boxes. And that was a big deal, big hit for him. But he also puts out a couple of tons of Manuka honey every year. That stuff is very expensive, especially the medical grade stuff. And so he's got a big business. He didn't say anywhere that it was going to put him out of business. But how many farmers, how many beekeepers could they put out of business like that? How many farmers have enough cows and enough chickens that if they take out entire herds and entire flocks, is it going to put these people out of business? Well, it will, the smaller ones. See, the part of this is that, the other part of this besides destroying our food supply is to make sure that only the big guys survive. Because only the big guys can take a hit and have, 90 million chickens destroyed and they're still in business. You come in and you got one flock. They come in and they ramp this thing up and say, well, you got a bird. I know it's not sick, But it failed our PCR test, or we got a positive, so to speak. So we're going to have to kill your entire flock. I've only got one flock. Sorry, got to kill them all. That's what they're really after. They're after the small farmer. That's why they made such a big deal about raw milk with bird flu. They're not testing the eggs, like I said. They're not testing the chicken meat. They're testing milk. They're testing cattle. They're testing water. And they're hyping those results by putting it in a centrifuge at 100,000 RPM.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.